What about the issue of the patient who has metastatic HER2-positive disease that's also ER-positive? There's been a lot of controversy since the presentation over the last few months of the TANDEM trial. Can you explain what that trial looked at and how you see it fitting into making that decision?
Well, the TANDEM trial was great. It's the first trial that's looked at Herceptin in combination with an endocrine agent, so an AI plus Herceptin or the AI alone. And the AI plus Herceptin had considerably longer progression-free survival, but the progression-free survival was short. I think a difference between somewhere between 2 and 3 months and somewhere between 4 and 5 months, or I may not have those numbers exactly right, but they're short, median progression-free intervals. And I think the stunning thing for everybody is that it's clear that this is a group of women that don't generally respond well to endocrine therapy, even with the addition of Herceptin. But within that median progression-free survival, there's some patients who go into very long responses or periods of stability with the AI and Herceptin. And there may even be some patients who can do that with an endocrine agent alone. So I think the approach to patients like that is if they're relatively asymptomatic and not in a lot of trouble, or if you can monitor them closely, that trying them with an endocrine agent with Herceptin or an endocrine agent alone is a reasonable thing to do. If you try them with an endocrine agent alone and they have visceral disease or whatever, you have to watch them really closely and monitor liver function tests or whatever and just make sure they don't get out of hand. But you could make the argument that on average, this is a group of patients that don't respond well to endocrine treatment with or without Herceptin, and maybe you should move ahead to something more energetic like a taxane plus Herceptin.